Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Rufo Shalema, Maisha Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Today's daf is Chulin Daf Kuf Chav Hey. Welcome back, everyone. Today we deal with the mission of Kulis Ameis. Also, sugya here of Tumas Oil and Tumas Bakua and Tumas Ratuta, as we will see. The mission is really deals with the Indian of Kulis. And things that are not baruch lamagin or baruch lamasa, the yisod of the mission by kulis will leave for tomorrow's daf kuf chavav. It's related to the mission over there. Today we're mainly going to focus on the sugya sagemara, which is tumas meis and tumah ratzuta. The gemara is medayik in the mishnah that nageya in avil ma'i eloi. The dafka it's mashon the mishnah by the meis dafka nageya's tomei and not ma'i. So Tesis in Divrei Maschon Legeya explains that the Raya of the Gemara is that it should have said Lehedya in the Mishnah because these things are Metami Ba'oil. The Mishnah should have spoken out clearly that it's Metami Ba'oil. Even though it's not Shaykh by Mukdashin Tumas Oil, but because by Meis it's Shaykh Tumas Oil, therefore the Mishnah should have spoken it out. Then Tesis says the following line. Avagav Dolei Havi Oil Dumya Dinegeya. Dinegeya Bekom Mokoyim Tomei. Even though Noigeya and oil are not similar to one another, that Noigeya is Tomei anywhere, even if you touch the Etzem. But Mahil, you're only Tomei if it's Keneged the Moyach, Keneged the Basar of the Maze. Still, the Mishnah should say in the things that they are similar to one another, it should tell me the Ikar Din that at least Keneged the Moyach, there is Tumas Maze. So Taisus here tells us a chiddush. It was pasha to Taisus, but to us it's a chiddush that tumas meis is only keneged the moyach and not keneged the etzem. Chor Taisus means that you only have the etzem inside of the bais and the moyach itself is outside of the bais. So the bais is tar. There's no tumas meis. There's no tumas oil. Ask the Marsha that the mafurish earlier on in the Gemara, in the beginning of the parak of kuvya chasim reis kuvya tasim arav that a shomer is machnes tumah to an oil ames. Just like we say shomer for tumas maga, we also say then a shomer for tumas meis. So how does Taisa say here that only when it's keneged the mayach it's a tame, and not when it's shaloi keneged the mayach? Kushya tumah of the marashah. So the Peres Yosef in the back of the Gemara, and some of the new Gemaras, the back of the Gemara, they bring the nagoyis v'chidushim from the Peres Yosef. It says that Taisa here is not going on the first line of the Gemara. The other Taisa is going later on in the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about Tumah Ratzutza. And the Tumah Ratzutza, in the Tumah Baikaz, Tumah Va'ila, Tumah Baikaz V'yeredes, says the Peres Yosef, that's only on the mace itself. On the etzem of the mace, even though it's a shomer, but now if you don't have the Chiddush of Tumah Ratzutza, Baikaz V'ila, Baikaz V'yeredes. However, this needs explanation. We know always that the shomer is like the Tumah itself. It's Maitzi Tumah, it's Machnis Tumah. So just like a shomer works for tumas oil, to be mighty the tumah of the mace to the whole oil, why does shomer not work for tumah ratzuta? This is a Nani's explanation. So, you see, there are two chidushin that we see here. Chidush number one is a meta shomer. That even though a shomer is like the tumah, but it's not 100% like the tumah. It can be mighty and machnis, but it's not like the tumah itself. And for tumah ratzutza, we need the atzmoi shel meis. Only the meis itself is metami b'tumah ratzutza. The shomer, even though it has the ability to give over the tumah of the meis, doesn't have the din of the meis itself to be metami tumah ratzutza. So chiddush number one is that a shomer is not 100% like the tumah. And chiddush number two that we see here is that there's a difference between tumah ratzutza and tumas oil. And shomer only works for the din of tumas oil, and not for the din of tumah ratzutza. So what the explanation is, we'll see this concept more later on in the shir, that the side of tumas oil is that the whole oil is looked at as being the makom of the meis. Even though, actually, the meis fills up a few amas, doesn't fill up a whole house. But the house is his place. The person lives in a house, the whole house is considered his place. So when the mace is in an oil, the whole oil is considered the makam of the mace. And Tumas, the Torah's Machadish, that the mace not only metame, his guf itself is metame, not only is his guf itself metame, but also his whole makam is metame. And the whole oil is called the makam of the mace. That's the inyan of tumas oil. But tumah ratzutza is a different yesod. Tumah ratzutza, it says that the tumah of the mace is bekas v'oil bekas v'yredes. Tumah of the mace is not just in its place, but rather it extends. The tumah of the actual mace extends both above the mace and underneath the mace. That's tumah ratzutza. The mela, there's an afkamina legabi shomer. The shomer takes on the same din as the tumah. If the tumah give off the tumah that there is in the nevela or the mace, that's the koyach of the shomer. So when I'm defining the oil, when I'm defining legabi tumas oil, so even if the mace itself is outside of it, but the shomer, which has the same din as the mace, is like the mace is in the oil. So also I could say that the oil is considered the makam of the mace. If it's shomer is here, then also the mace itself is shaykh to the oil. That's the din of tumas oil. Ashenge tumah ratzutza is that we need the atzmei shomeis. The tumah of the mace itself is bekas oil or bekas viaretis. That we only have when the guf hamis. The guf hamis is kilo. It takes a more makar. Since it has the ability to give off the tumah of the mace, but it's not the mace itself that's tufas makom l'mayla l'mat. That's actually a beer in this in the parish states. We have here a chiddush ladina chashiv yedia in our parak. This tastes the RP of the parish Yosef to answer the question of the marisha. Even though the gabi tumas oyel shemir is moiti tuma, but the gabi tuma ratzutza a shemir is not moiti, and you need the atzmei shalmeis. Further on in the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says that oil is called maga. Well, in our Mishnah, we can call oil maga. And the Gemara brings a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. The fact that if you're mayu on chatizayas and you're negev on chatizayas, they're mitzarif. If oil is not called maga, so why are they mitzarif? They need to be mishem echor in order to be mitzarif. Even my domer, the deish negev, the chizr of negeya. They need to be mishem echor. And now there's shnei shemos. So why are they mitzarif? And then the Gemara number base comes to three answers. Rav Zeira, Abaye, and Rava. All of them argue with Rav Yechanan. They say there's no makar to Rav Yechanan. That regular ma'il is called negeya. Rather, according to Rav Zeira, we're referring to tumah ratzutza ve'in shnei migdolim. And tumah ratzutza, that's called maga. Abaye says we're referring to b'toich tefach of the mace. And that has din of maga. And Rava says that you're ma'il with your guf. Not that there's something else that's ma'il on you and the mace. Rather, with your guf, your ma'il, and that's called maga. So these are three ukimtas of unique types of tumas oil that have a din of tumas maga. Rav Zeira says tumah ratzutza, Abai says v'teich tefach, and Rava says with your guf. So this is a very sadistic gemara about tumas oil and tumah ratzutza. So you'll see, trying to understand this gemara here. In Iker Klal of Rav Zeira, Abaye, and Rava, to make okintas here, that this is a unique type of tumah. We can explain this in one of two ways. It could be the pshat in the Gemara is that they're saying that these types of tumas are tumas maga mamish, and the dinim of tumas maga, and not tumas oil. They have different dinim as tumas oil, and the same dinim as tumas maga. That's one way to explain the Gemara. Another way to say is that no, la'olam, it's tumas oil. But this tumas oil is so similar to tumas maga, it can be mitzarif with maga. How do we find that tumas oil cannot be mitzarif with maga is regular tumas oil. But this type of tumas oil is unique, and it could be mitzarif with tumas maga. So that's another way of explaining the Gemara. So you see that the Mefarshim dealt with these two different mahalchim. It starts from a famous Gra la Teira and Aderes Elio. In Parshas Chukas, says the Gra, even though goyim are not mitami ba'oil, Shem Bar Yochai says, atem kriyim adam, vein akum kriyim adam, goyim are not mitami ba'oil, says the Gra, that's only tumas oil. But tumah ratzutza, then even goyim are mitami. Goyim can be mitami and tumah ratzutza. This is a tremendous chiddush of the Gra, and very negel halacha. You go to a cemetery, and there's no halal tefach on top of the mace. But still, there was, according to the Gra, they're metame because of the din of Tumah Ratzut. That's the Chiddush of the Gra. Says the Ursa Meach, Perek Aleph of Tumas Meis, Halach Yud Gimel, is the Makor Neemon for the Gra from the Rav Zera in our Sugya. Zera in our Sugya says, the Tumah Ratzut of Ein Shnei Migdolim is considered Maga. We see the Tumah Ratzut has a din of Maga and not a din of Oyo. And Mela Goyin that are metame b'Maga, they could also be metame b'Tumah Ratzut. Even though they're not metame b'Oyo. That's the Ursa Meach says the Makar of the Gra. The Ursa Meach adds on. And one could say that no, it's all right from the Gemara. Harayin Abaye in Rava, says Ursa Meach, Avada the Pshat is not that as in of Tumas Maga and not Tumas Oyel. Avada, if you're within a tefach of a goy, or you're mile on a goy with your guf, Avada is not, they're not metame. Avada, that's me din Tumas Oyel. Abaye in Rava. Just Abaye in Rava are saying a Svara, like Abit Siruf. That even though it's Tumas Oyel, this type of Tumas Oyel could be misarif with Maga. That was Pashto Ursa Meach, and that's the Pshat and Abaye and Rava. Says Ursa Meach and Melo, we could say the same Pshat and Rav Zera. Once Abaye and Rava are willing to say that we could have a certain type of Tumas Oyel, which is misarif with Maga, then we don't have to go so far to say that Rav Zera meant to say that it's Tumas Maga Mamish. Maybe Rav Zera only meant that it's Tumas Oyel, but it's misarif with Maga. Says Ursa Meach, you're right. So therefore it's not Mukhrach Mamish in our Gemara that it's Tumas Maga. Then he brings another ayah to the Gra from the Gemara Nazir Dafnun Gimel and Beis. That's another smach to the Gra. So Mavur here in the Gra and the Ursa Meach, that there are two ways to learn the Gemara. Is at the two ways we said before. Is it the Pshat that it's not Tumas Maga, but it's still Metzarev with Tumas Maga? Or the Pshat is that it's Tumas Maga Mamish? And what's interesting in the Ursa Meach is that it was posher to him that Abaye and Rava meant that it's not Maga Mamish, just it's Mitzarif. But Reb Zeri, I wanted to learn Pshat, that Reb Zeri meant that it's Tumas Maga Mamish. Oh. Just parenthetically, to about this Chiddush of the Gra, even if we'll go with Ursa Meach's Pshat in the Gra, that he learned it from Reb Zeri, that it has to do with Tumas Maga, and the Pshat is that it's considered Tumas Maga Mamish. But avada, things that are only mitami b'maga and not mitami b'oyel don't have a din of tumah ratzutza. If you have a sheretz or a nevela in a way that it's tumah ratzutza, avada there's no din of tumah ratzutza. Only mitami b'maga. So why is a mace different? B'pshuta we understand that the reason a mace is different is because tumah ratzutza is related to tumas oyel. Tumas oyel was only nischadish by mace and it was not nischadish by sheretz and nevela. That would be the simple pshat. But if the Gra is telling us that it's Tumas Maga Mamish, so Mamelo, why do we not have that by other Tumas? What you have to say is that even though it's Tumas Maga, but it was only said by a mace. This fashion, this way of Tumas Maga, Aidei Tumas Ratzutza, was only Nischadish by a mace, it was not Nischadish by other forms of Tumas. So that itself doesn't answer it entirely, because also Etzem Kisa Oira, which is Tumas Meis, also does not have Tumah Ratzutza. So I have to say it's only said by Basar Ameis, who said this Chiddush, that of Tumah Ratzutza, and has the Gedarim of Tumas Maga, it's unrelated to Tumas Oyel, it's only within Tumas Maga, but it's only said by Basar Ameis. That's end of this parenthetical on the Gra. Akapana Lamadnu Midivra Agra, Midivreya or Sameach, Pshat and Reb Zera is that is considered Tumas Maga Mamish. See this also in Rashi Mpsochim and Daftesim at Aleph. Rashi says there that Medurais of Goyim are Tami Mida Raisa. Because they bury their nathals there. The person moves into a place that Goyim live, so we assume that there's Tum in the house, wherever you go, your Tami, because they bury their Nephilim in their houses. Says the Rashash, ask the Rashash, and Mace of Goyim are not Mitami B'Oyel. So why do you have to be worried about? There's no Maga or Mass of a Mace. So what do you have to be worried about? Answers the Rashash, and no, because Rava holds and Chulin Kuf Chafayim and Beis, then Mayel Choshev Kinoigeya, when you're Mayel with your Guf. It's Choshev Kinoigeya. So therefore it's Tumah even by a Goy. The Gros said it by Tumah Ratzutza. The Rashash goes further that even in the case of Rava, even according to Rava, that it's, that Maya Bagufay, also that is considered like Maga Mamish, and differs from Tami even by a goy. So before in the Rashash said also the Abai and Rava, also the gather here of our Gemara is that of Maga Mamish. So that's even, this is going a step further than the Gra. It applies to Abai and Rava. Now, one chiddush that we've seen in this gather of our Gemara, of that is Tum, that's Tumas Maga, is Lagabi Goyim. Goyim that are not Metami be Oyo, but they are Metami be Maga. So they could still be Metami as a Tumar of Tutsa according to the Gra, and according to the Rashash, also in the Drachim of Abai and Rava. Reb Chaim in Sefer says another Nafkamina in this din. Reb Chaim in Peragutes, Tumas Meis, Halacha Aleph. If you actually look up this Reb Chaim, there are three Shtikalach of Reb Chaim on Peragutes, Tumas Meis, Halacha Aleph. This is in the third. In the third shtickle there, Reb Chaim says that tzomet pasiel does not work to be matzah on tumah ratuta. That why not, says Reb Chaim? Because tumah ratuta, before in our Gemara, that has enough tumas maga, and that tzol of tzomet pasiel is only on tumas oyel, and not on tumas maga. So mele tzomet pasiel does not save things from the din of tumah ratuta. So that's already a second nafkamina of the get of our Gemara. One was that it applied even to Goyim, and two, that there's no Hatzala of a Tamin Pasil. Reb Chaim there goes on to that brings the Machlikas, the Rambam and the Ravid, about a mace who is not Rotzut, not in a very tight place, but opened up, he's outside in the field, but without any oil on top of him. So Machlikas, the Rambam and the Ravid, if this tumah is matame even through a tumah pasul or not. Rambam holds that it is matame, and the Ravid holds that it is not matame. Says Reb Chaim, the Rambam and the Ravid are l'shitasam from Perek Tazayin of Tumas Meis, whether a meis that's opened up to the Avira Olam has the din of tumah ratzuta. So the Rambam holds that has the din of tumah ratzuta, and Mamela, it's matame even through a tumah pasul. The Ravid holds that it does not have a din of tumah ratzuta, and therefore it does not have a tami through a tumah pasul. Very gishmak. Then Reb Chaim goes a step further. Says Reb Chaim, what's a shir shemachlikas that I'm in the Ravid, whether when the mace opened up outside, whether it has a din of tumah ratzuta or not? Says Reb Chaim, they argued how to learn pshat in Rava in our Gemara. But the Ravid learned pshat that Rava sang svara only legabe tziruf, but it's not considered tumas magamamish. The oilam is tumas oya. And therefore, the Ravid holds that when a mace is outside, he's not considered tumah ratzuta. But the Rambam learned that just like Rav Zeira was saying a vart that it's tumas maga mamish, also Rava was saying a vart that it's tumas maga mamish. Mela, and you have a mace outside, and you're maila on him with your guf. So therefore, according to Rava, according to the Rambam, that has the din of tumah ratzuta. It's maga mamish, time of tumah ratzuta. Mela is also not matzah on something possible. So the two drachim that we mentioned in the Gemara, we see in the Achrenim that they all learned that tumah ratzuta was pasha to them, the tumah ratzuta of Rav Zeira, that was saying had din of maga mamish. The shaila came out how to learn Abaye and Rava. Or some meyach held as the pasha that Abaye and Rava were not saying that it was tumas maga mamish, rather it was tumas oil. They were only saying it's svar legabe tziruf. That was pasha to the or some meyach mitzad echad. To the Rashash, it was pasha to mitzad sheni. And Abaye and Rava also were saying as far that it's Tumas Maga Mamish. And Reb Chaim learns that this is Machlikas the Rambam and the Ravid. What the Rsameach held that it was Vadanat. Rashash holds that's Vadayeh. According to Reb Chaim, it's Machlikas the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam holds that it's Tumah Ratzuta. That even Abaye and Rava were saying Svar that it's called Tumah Ratzuta. And the Ravid held no, that Abaye and Rava are only saying Svar is in Siruf, but it's not called Tumah Ratzuta, not called Tumas Maga Mamish. This is the Derech Sharabu Yisenu, how to learn the Gemara by us. However, the Chazon Ish in Gilgenes and Reb Chaim is not happy with this at all. Even in Reb Zeira, to say that it's Tumas Maga Mamish. Says the Chazon Ish the following words. Iker HaGdoras HaShem Megeya Eidu Inyin La'alocha Shetumah Ratzuta. Tumah Ratzuta is not called a Negeya Mamish. Chazon Ish says it's Poshet in Abayi that way. That Avada, that's not called Maga, also in Rava, says it can't be that it's called Maga Mamish. Says the Chazon Ish, El Hagdoras Shem Toli Besfaras Chachomim Al Pi Ruach Kodesham. Eizu Oyo Mishtave Im Noigeya. The whole thing is a Hachro of Chazal Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh. which things are enough, close enough to negeya to be considered like maga. Said that it's called maga. Iker din of tumah tzutzah, says the Chazon Ish, is that even though the tumah is blua, it's swallowed up by something and it doesn't have an oil on top of it, that thing that's covering the tumah isn't chaytzeitz to get rid of the tumah. Chazon Ish concludes, teida, shri betzutzah bekarka le'amar abzeira, rak betzutzah bein shnei migdolim. In the normal case, we talk about tumah tzutzah and other cases and places in Shas, is a mace that's underneath the ground and there's no oil tefach on top of it. Why did Rav Zeira not say that case? Why did Rav Zeira say tumah tzutzah bein shnei migdolim? Both of them have the same din as tumah tzutzah, says the Chazon Ish. Elamai avada tumah tzutzah is not always called maga. Only this specific time, case of tumah tzutzah bein shnei migdolim, there it's somehow more ratzutz that's more similar to maga. And this is as Chazon Ish says, Chazal Baruch Kutcham decide whether to give it a similarity to Maga that it can start with Maga. But if it doesn't have the same dinim as Maga, legabe tzomid posil, or legabe agoy, about a dinoy is ke tumas oil and not ke tumas Maga. But other achorim were not this way. The Ursameach and the Rashash and Rav Chaim all of them understood that at least tumah ritzuta is a gather of Tumas Maga Mamish. We just need to add a little bit of explanation in the Yisoid of the other Achronim, the Reb Chaim and the Or Sameach, and it's Tumas Maga Mamish. What's the talk of difference between Tumas Oil and Tumas Ratzutza? Why is Tumas Oil not considered like Maga, and Tumas Ratzutza is considered like Maga? So I think the explanation is what we said earlier to explain the Peres Yeses Pshat and Teisves. By Tumas Oil, it's called Mekoy Moshel Mes. The whole oil is called his mokkah. That's why it goes to the sides also, because that's the room, the house. All of this is his mokkah. And it goes up, the whole room is, it became his mokkah. But mitzad sheni, it also stops at the roof. Because the roof and the walls, they are the mechitzas defining his mokkah. Just like you have a mechitzas defining a rishus hayochid, so you have the mechitzas defining the mokkah of the mace. And there's another mechitza on top of him. His roof is the mechitza on top. And the place of the mace goes until those mechitzas, and it fills up the whole place, but then it stops. That's by Tumas Oyel. Tumah Ratzutza doesn't have a makon. He doesn't have an oil tefach. The halacha mashmash sinai, the shear of a makon by a mace is a tefach. So he doesn't have a tefach, and he has no makon. So because the mace doesn't have a makon, so the mail of the tumah goes up. We don't look at the roof as stopping the tumah. Because it didn't define his makom. When a mechitza defines the makom, so it includes everything in that place, but it also excludes everything else. This, when Hashem came by tumah ratzutza, when there is no gag tefach, so it wasn't a mechitza to include everything inside, and maybe it's also not a mechitza to exclude everything the outside from being unrelated to the mace. Some of the mace goes through the partition that you put on top of him. It cannot function as a mechitza because it didn't define its place, didn't make a mokum of the mace. And therefore the tumah of the mace goes through that. And it continues going up. All of the tumah constantly goes up. There's nothing stopping that tumah of the mace. And as we mentioned from Reb Chaim, there's a machlekes ram in the Ravid by a mace outside, without a roof. Is it called tumah ratzutza or not? The Ram holds it also, that's called tumah ratzutza. Because the mace doesn't have a mokim, he doesn't have any mechitzas defining his mokim, so the mail of the tumah goes up. The mace doesn't have mokim, his tumah goes up. According to the Ravid, the chumra of tumah ratzutza, it's only when the mace is cramped. When the mace doesn't, when you're squeezing in on the mace, then the tumah goes up. When the mace is just outside, even though he doesn't have a mokim that he's mispashe to, but as long as he's not being, there's nothing closing him in, then there's no din that it's tumas beikas v'oila. But just to speak out, we mentioned that the mace has a mokum by the oil. You don't need mechitzas on the side. The definition of a mokum of a mace is enough to have a mechitza on top. By Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it's defined by mechitzas on the side. By oil a mace, it's defined by a mechitza on top. Oh, this is Halacha Meshav Sinai Avada. The mechitza on top, that's what defines that this is the makom of the mis. Ikar Hakir that we mentioned in the sugya, the two ways to learn. Whether the Gemara means that it's tumah has dinim of tumas maga, or just that it could be mitzaref. So you see another point where this is nageya, this shaila. It's about the question of the Ravid, the Rishonim deal with. The Ravid and his Perush on Maseches Edyos. And this Mishnah, Perakimah Mishnah Aleph, asks the Ravid that there's another town in the Mishnah there in Maseches Edyos. Rav Meir. Rav Meir says there, Af Bezu, Tehainu, even by Negea Bechati Zayas, and Dover Acher Ma'ayel Olav El Chati Zayas, even in this case of Negea and a Oyel of Amshacha, also in this case, Rav Dosef and Harkinas Mitar Vechachom and Mitamin. According to Rav Meir, the Chom are Mitamin, the other is a Tziruf, even by Negea Bechati Zayas, the Dover Acher Ma'ayel Olav El Chati Zayas. And the mission there concludes, Zeklau, so the Ravid understood Kipshuta, that even Rav Meir agrees to the klal that kol shem yishei mechotamei mishnei yishei moistar. In Cain, why does Rav Meir hold that negei b'chati zayis, v'dover acher ma yilalov al-chati zayis der mitztarif? Hare yunin yishei echad. Elomai, Rav Meir holds that even a oil of amshocha is midin maga. And that also could be like maga, just like we said in our sugya that tumaritzutza or pesach tefach or mayil begufa, all these things are like maga. Rav Meir is a bigger chiddush than Rav Yosi. He holds that even oil of amshacha is also made in maga, and that's why it's mitzaref with maga mamish. So therefore, asks the Ravid, when we're looking for someone that holds that oil is maga, we should bring Rav Meir. That's a question of the Ravid. Answers the Ravid that even though Rav Meir said this, but that's Chachomim, Rav Meir himself did not hold this way. He held that the Chachomim are mitame. But Rav Meir himself holds that it's Torah. Because in this case, we've had, according to Rav Meir, we cannot look at a oil of Amshocha as Maga. So he himself holds that it's Torah. He holds that's Chachomim that there is that way. But the Gemara by us, who's looking for the Tana, we can't say that that Tana is Rav Meir. Because Rav Meir himself is not of the opinion that oil of Amshocha is like Maga. That is the territory of the Ravid. The Ramban says that, Ramban by us in the Chidushim quotes the Ravid, and he says that it's not Mukhrach, the whole question is not Mukhrach. Now when the Mishnah says there at the end, Kol Shum Yishei Mechotamei, Mishnei Yishei Moistar, Lav Dafka, that's the opinion of Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that even two Shei Moistar means Tarif. When the Mishnah says there that you need Shei Mechot, that's Rav Yosi. And therefore we cannot bring a Raya from Rav Meir, that Oyel of Hamshacha is Midin Maga, because the reason that Rav Meir holds that they're metame lefid chachamim is midin is because Rav Meir holds you don't need the shem echad, even shnei shem as armin sarif. And the Ramban proves his point that you have to say that Rav Meir does not know that it's called shem echad. Rather, the pshat of Rav Meir is that shnei shem is armin sarif. What's the proof? Teida talakula yalma oil hamshacha lav negiyahi afiu Rav Yosi. Rav Meir Rav Meir Starfin says, Rav Meir, listen, even Rav Yosi holds that oil of Amshocha is not called a Maga. So how could Rav Meir hold a Mitzarif? Pele, it's not Maga. How is it Mitzarif? Bakorcha, the Pshat of Rav Meir is that you don't need Shem Echad. That's Rav Meir's right, his Shita Keneged the right. Divrei Rav Meir or Tzricha Tzorach Bir Rav. Who told the Rav Meir that oil of Amshocha is not called Maga? Rav Yosi. Very nice. But the Ravid holds that Rav Meir is arguing on Rav Yosi. And Rav Meir holds that even oil of Amshocha is like Maga. So, and then it's called Shem Echad. So, the Ramban proves from Rav Yosi, but according to the Ravid, Rav Meir argues on Rav Yosi. So how could the Ramban bring a Raya from Rav Yosi to Rav Meir? Bezeku v'nechleku Rav Yosi for Rav Meir. If oil of Amshocha is like Maga or not like Maga. So what's the Ramban's right? L'chur the machlekes Ramban and the Ravid in the previous Chakira. The Ramban learned that the Pshat in our Gemara, and the Gemara says that it's Kimaga by Tumaratu, it's all the Terutzim of the Amorayim to say that it's like Maga. The Ramban held the Pshat in the Gemara is that it's Losha the Tumas Maga, it has Dinim of Tumas Maga, it's like Tumas Maga Mamish. That's the Pshat in the Gemara. The Ramban says, if that's the Pshat, then it's impossible to say that by Oyel of Amshocha. You're telling me that every single Oyel is like Maga, Avadanat. A lot of the two different oifanim of tumah. There's tumas oyel and there's tumas maga. Bishlama, we could say that the case the Gemara gave, there are certain ifanim of Tumas Oyal, and this Tumas Oyal is like Maga. Kenzain. But once you tell me that oil, also oil of Hamshacha is like Maga, that can be. Then you turned every oil into Maga. So what's Tumas Maga and what's Tumas Oyal? That's why the Ramban held that Avada by oil of Hamshacha, Avada, the Rav Meir that hold the Vimin Starif, is not because it's considered like Tumas Maga. That the Pshat is, Rav Meir holds that even Mishnei Shema is Mitzarif. That's how the Ramban, Rav Pshat, and Rav Meir. But the Rives held not that way. The Rives held that Rav Meir holds are called Mishen Echad. Avada, that Rav Meir doesn't mean that Tumas Oyel is Tumas Maga Mamish and is a Talmi Begoyin and all enough mean as we said previously. Avada not. Avada is a different parish in the Torah of Tumas Oyel and Tumas Maga. But the word in the Sugya of calling it a Tumas Maga just means to say that it's enough connected to Tumas Maga that it can even start off with Tumas Maga. That was the Nidan in the Gemara. So maybe it's possible that Rav Meir holds that even Tumas Oyel, even though Avada is a different parish of Tumah, but Tumas Oyel is so connected to Tumas Maga that command the Mali Kula Tumah Domi. The whole oil is filled up with the Tumah, so it's like you're touching the mace. And therefore it can be Mitzarif. That's the clear pshat in the Ravid. It works out very well. The Ravid L'shitasai. Mentioned before that Rav Chaim said that the Ravid holds that Tumah that's in the field, the mace that's in the field, and there's no oil on top of it, it does not have the din of Tumah Ratzuta. It's not like Maga. Rava says that it's Mitzarif. Said Rav Chaim, it's Mitzarif means it's enough connected, it's enough similar to Tumas Maga that it can be Mitzarif with Tumas Maga. But it's not the Pshat in the Gemara that it's Tumas Maga Mamish. So being out of the Ravid or Pshat in our Gemara that we weren't looking at a Shavdinim of Tumas Maga. Just to be enough similar to Tumas Maga that it could even Mitzarif. The Nela holds the Ravid that Rav Meir took it a step weiter. And Rav Meir holds that even oil of Hamshacha, and Dover Acher, Ma'ahil, and you, and the Tumah, that's also similar enough to Tumas Maga that it can even start. That's Harmucha, Machlikas of Ramban and the Ravid. Achreinim in the Mishnah there, the first in the Mishnah, the Tesi Yontiv, the Goyin, the Tiferes Yisrael, they all say that the Chanan of Rav Meir is that the Gedr of Tumas Oyel is command of Malia Tumah. So from Riyato, we would understand what they mean to say is that it's Tumas Maga Mamish. But as we said, we can't say that. That would be impossible. You turn every oil into a Maga. Or what they just mean to say is what we said in the Ravid here. That is enough similar to Tumas Maga that it can be tzarif with Tumas Maga. The Gedr of Tumas Oyel is that it's command of Malia Tumah. So therefore, wherever you go in the oil, it's you're enough connected to the Tumah that you touch the Tumah. And therefore, it has the ability to be tzar with Tumas Maga, but it doesn't mean that it's mamash Tumas Maga. Another point here in the Gemara. So the Gemara says Tumah Ratzuta in Shnei Migdalim and Rav Zeira. So we mentioned earlier that the Chazon Ish in the Galyonis and Rav Chaim says that it's Davka ben Shnei Migdalim. He's Magid the Gemara. Tumah Ratzuta. There are other Ifanim of Tumah Ratzuta that there's no Gag Tefach on top. Why did the Gemara say Shnei Migdalim? Says the Chazon Ish Davka in this case. Also in Rashi, it's mashed that way. Rashi says Moli Tumah Kol Chalal Bein Shnei Migdalim. It's Masha Davka because it's between the two Migdalim that only in this sort of type, only in this form of Tumah Ratzutza do we say that it's like Maga. However, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos and Olas Paragimel learns that the Shnei Migdalim are one of them is on top of the Tumah and one of them is underneath the Tumah. Not on the two sides of the Tumah, but rather on top and on bottom. So with either Rambam, that's the normal case of Tumah Ratzutza. The normal case of Tumah Ratzutza is that there's no Tefach on top of the Tumah. The Rambam learns the Pshat in Rav Zeira means a regular Tumah Ratzutza. Also in the Ramban, Vayas Mechidushim and Mefurash Azeir, the Ramban says that Dein Shnei Migdalim is Lav Dafka. Also in every type of Tumah Ratzutza, that there's no Peseach Tefach, also Rav Zeira holds that it's command the Moli Tumah Domi. And we mentioned earlier the Ursameach, the Ursameach says that the Makart of the Gra, that by Tumah Ratzutza, a Kever, of a goy is metame, even though it's not metame ba'oyel, but it's metame metum ratzutza, because it's like maga, or sameach word arrived from our gemara. Right, there the gro is talking about that there is something on top of the mace. The mace is buried in the ground. That type of metum ratzutza, when there's a roof on top of the mace, but within a tefach of the mace. And the gro, and the sameach held the arrived from our gemara to that type of metum ratzutza. So you see that also the sameach assumed that the metum ratzutza of our gemara is Lav Davka Bein Shnei Migdalim, rather any type of Tumah Ratzutza, according to Rav Zeira, has a din of Tumas Maga. Another point in Pshat is when the opinion of Rava, and Rava says that when you're ma'ila with your guf on the mace, that's called maga. So we said before that Rav Chaim understood that it says being a right to the Rambam, that a mace that's outside with nothing on top of him is midin tumara tuta. And so according to Rav Chaim, the Pshat and Rava, it's only when there's no oil on the mace b'chla. However, the Chazon Ish, when he argued on Rav Chaim, and as we said, the Chazon Ish says that the Gemara doesn't mean that it's tumas maga mamish, just means that it's mitzarif. Chazon Ish says, Rav is talking about a case, even if when you're in an oil on mace, the mace is in an oil, you're in the oil, but if you put your hand over the mace, or you put your body over the mace, you're enough connected to the mace that it's called maga. So according to Rav Chaim, Rava means only when you're outside, and you're the one, by you going over the mace, that's created the oil. Chazon Ish shot in Rava not that way. Even when you're inside an oil mace, just by putting your hand over the mace, that's so connected to the connection to the mace, that's like tumas maga. Another point here in Hemshah Gemara, Gemara's mavur that a mace v'ksuta is metami. And even according to Rav Yossi, that tumut tzmuna ain't a metama, but mace v'ksuta is yemetami. So two ways we can understand this Gemara, and we see the Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand this. Simple way to understand is that the Gemara is saying it's Shor L'Gabi Chatzitza. Even though Rav Yossi holds that tumut tzmuna is chaitzitz, in fact there's something on top of the mace, that's mafrid and mavdil. The mace shouldn't be mitame. Past that, that's only something that's unrelated to the mace. That's disconnected from the mace. Hashem gain a mace b'ksusay. On the ksus on the mace, that doesn't work as in any form of chatita for the mace. Fakert, it's mishamish the mace. And therefore, in no way is it chaitse, it's on top of the mace. And therefore the term of the mace goes out. So the svar of mace b'ksusay is the svar to say that the ksus here does not serve as a chatzitza for the mace, and therefore the mace is able to be metami. That'd be one way to learn the Gemara. However, another way to learn the Gemara is the Gemara saying a tremendous chiddush, that the ksus of the mace is metami. Even though, not only is the mace metami, but even its ksus is metami. Or the first side we said, it's all it is a svar that it's not chitzitz, but it's not that the ksus itself is metami. So we see both these drachim in the Rishonim. In Taiz Yirmaskel Kesavar, we're in Taizis, that a kulis hameis, according to Rabbi Yossi, is mitame. Even though Rabbi Yossi holds that tumat tzmuna is not mitame. It's moide b'kulis tuma, shemitame b'oil kimoi meis b'ksusoy. It's moide Rabbi Yossi de mitame. Just like Rabbi Yossi holds that a meis b'ksusoy is mitame, so too a kulis tuma is also mitame midin meis b'ksusoy. How it's before in the beginning of the parak that the tum of akulis it's midin shemer or midin yad, it's not that in itself has any tumah. It just works to give off the tumah of the mace. So I'm at before in Taitzvis, that the tumah of mace b'ksusa is not a tumah. Just that it's not chaitzitz. It's also by kulis tumah. The kulis itself is not tummy. But the kulis is not chaitzitz. And the tumah, and the tumah is able to go out. Something that functions, the tumah does not service as a chatzitza for the tumah, and it allows the tumah to burst out further. That's clear how Tesis learned pshat in Meis B'Ksusay. However, in the Shita Mekubetes, in Krisos, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Ois Gimel, in Hashmatas, in the back of the Gemara, Shita says, B'Shem Tesis, that if you have a kezayit min hameis, that you put dough on top of it, and a person touches the dough, shaloi keneged the meis, he's going to be tameh. Midin meis b'ksusay. So here a person didn't touch the meis, and you touched just only the place of the dough, not the place of the meis. And you're tameh midin meis b'ksusay, says the shita. V'ur lahed in the shita, that the meis b'ksusay itself is a sivit anim tameh. That the ksus is metame. Not only is the mace metame, but also the ksus is metame. So to huadin, the butsek on top of the mace can also be metame midin mace b'ksusa. That's the way the sheet is. That's the two drachim we said. It's the machlekes tesis and the sheet. The ikur derech of the sheet though is sarach vir. Where do we have such a tumah? Tumah of a ksus hamace. Shenemar. Where did the Torah mezmeralat such a tumah called the ksutz of the mitz? So this is connected to what we've spoken about numerous times in this perek, that anything that's tofel and shayich to tumah takes on the same din as tumah. And really the side of the din of yodos and shomrim is not because it's a yad and because it's a shomer, rather because it serves some functionality for the tumah. It services the tumah, or it services me in relationship to the tumah. If it's playing some role in relation to the tumah, then it's tofel and shayich to the tumah, and therefore can give over the tumah of the mace or the nevela or the oichel. We saw this in Taisa in Nazir and Daflam and Vav. Taisa says that shum and shemen of chulin on a mikvah of truma could work to be machnis tumah because it's loy garam miyadais. What's the loy garam miyadais? That's not functioning the food. But because it's a chilek of the food, it makes the food taste better. So therefore it has the same din as the yad. The bigger part of the yad is that it's tofel to the food. So to all the spices that are on the food, of either tofel to the food. So this is the Rambam's that a marg and tavlin of a nevela is mighty the tumah. The Rambam brings from the Tosefta. So that's the same yisoid that you have over here. That the ksus the mace works to give over the tumah of the mace. It might not function as a shomer anymore. Maybe it does, but even in the case when it's not functioning as a shomer, it's still because it's shaykh to the mace. Then it can give over the tumah of the mace. We see in our Gemara that not only if it was on the mace when he died, even if you put it on later on. Because right now, it's so close and so connected to the mace, so it can give off the tumah of the mace. The Rechaga that we see that we have the other dinim by a mace, Mark says in Yevam Mistaf Samech Zayin, that if you put a begin on top of a mace after he dies, so kanya misna, and it's osra b'hanah like the mace. Similarly by us, a ksus that's put on the mace, as long as it's on top of the mace, then it is metame. And a related point, a very chashuv idea. The Gemara needed Daf Nun Hey quotes the Mishnah Aulis that Shinayim and Cyrus of a mace, when they're on the mace, they're a person touches them is tummy. A person touches the hair or the fingernails or the teeth of a mace, he becomes tummy. It's not clear. The Gemara never explains what the reason is. Why are you tummy? In the Rambam, in Parak Aleph of Tumas Meis, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says that if a live person touches with his fingernails, he touches a mace, so the person becomes tummy. There's Shein Rambam. Says the case of Mishnah, the Rambam learned it out from his Mishnah Aulis. Just like if a person touches the fingernails of the mace, he becomes tummy. Who then if you, with your fingernail, touch the mace, you also become tummy? Because the Mishnah says the Rambam learned that he made it sushal not kamina of the fingernail of the mace or the fingernail of the chai. So before in this case of Mishnah that the side of the Mishnah there of the fingernails and this and the hair and the teeth of the mace, they cited that the reason that they're mitame is because they're tovel to the person. The goof of the person avada is not his fingernails and his hair. The person is the person. But once you have a person who also the hair and the fingernails, they also become tufel, and they're considered like the person. So Melo, when I touch the hair of the mace, I became Tamei, because as long as the hair is attached to him, then I see that also as being a chelik of him. So Melo also fakert, that if my hair touches the mace, then I become Tamei. Because my hair is enough related to me to say that when I touch something, I become Tamei. Also when my hair touches something, I also become Tamei. So it's the same yisoid of tufel. Things that are tufel to the tumah, or here also to the taira, they take on the same dinim as it. Just what we find also by yad and shomer, that yad and shomer works to give over tumah because they're related to the tumah. They give over the tumah. Also yad and shomer work for taira. So that's tar that touches tumah with its yad or its shomer, it's makabel tumah because the yad and the shomer are tufel to the tar. They become a shaykh to it. So anything that touches the yad. It's key to touch the gufa taira. So if some tuma touches my hair, then key to the tuma touched me, because my hair is like me. This is that's the curious side of din of yad and shemer. However, there's a big ha'ara on this whole Indian. The Gemara earlier on in Daf Kuf Yotes, it's before that tsar of an avela, when you have the hair that touched the skin, that touched the basar, it's only mitami mitin yad or shemer. Machlokes Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish over there. Is it yeah yad? Is it yeah shomer? Why don't we say it's loishna from the sour of a mace? A sour of a mace that I touch, I'm tamei, not because it's a yad or a shomer, but because it's a part of the goof. Also, when my sour touches the mace, I'm tamei because it's part of my goof. So why do we not say the sour also the gabi and nevela? That the sour of a nevela should be metamei because it's like the goof of the nevela. So say from Mincha Shlema, Masbir, that, you see, there's a shinui in the lashon of the sukkim between Tumas Mace and Tumas Nevela. Tumas Mace, the lashon of the pasuk is Adam Kiamas Va'oyel. Kol Hashiga Pnei Asadeh Bechalacher Roi B'Mace. Tumah is a mace or an Adam Shemace. That's the Tumah. Mela, anything that's shaykh to the Adam, to the mace, his hair and his fingernails, all of them are like the mace. Mashiach by Tumas Nevela, the Yisrael of the Tumah is not a cow. A cow, when it dies, is metame. It's not the pshat. The tumah is tumas nevela. It's loshen pasuk b'nevelasa. Only the nevela itself is metame. It's a person, when he dies, is an adam hames. That's what's metame. It's not a cow that died is metame. So in a cow that died is a nevela. And a nevela is metame. So a nevela doesn't refer to what the cow was when it was alive. The fact that a cow had horns and it had skin and it had hair and all the things that a cow had are entirely irrelevant now. Those were important when the cow was alive. But now, I no longer have a cow. Now I have a carcass, a nevela. So who knows what's included in a nevela? We darish in nevela, it's only the basar. Lemayeth, the oir and the atzamites and all those things were excluded because they're not binivlasa. They're not the gufa nevela. But Adam, it's not his meat that's metame. It's the person is metame. So mele, anything that's shech to the person when he's alive, that's part of the person. So also right now, there's a dead person that's metame, but it's the person. So mele, also the cyrus and the teeth and the fingernails, all of those are also metame as a chelik of the person. Last point for today is the yeshita of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds a tumat smuna is not metame. Then you have something covering over the mace, so it's not metame, because it works as, it functions as a chatzitza. Even though there's no oil, because the mace is hidden underneath them, something, so it's not metame. Especially that only when there's something on top of the mace. Avada, a mace that's outside on the, apnei asodeh, like we saw earlier in the Amud, tumra tutsa vein shnei megdolim, avada there, Rabbi Yossi agrees that it's metame. When there's something covering over the mace, so then Rabbi Yossi holds that it's not metame, that's tumra tmuna, ain't a metame. Tais is an erevin that vayin tesam at aleph, different maskal hare, says that Rabbi Yossi Avada agrees that a kever is metame. That a mace that's buried, even if there's no air on top of him, just straight into the ground, it's still metame. He says, taste, because there's a pasuk. Oy v'kover. That the kever of mace itself is metame, not because the mace comes, the tum of the mace goes out. The tum of the mace is tumat tmuna. But a kever is metame, mitzadine kever. That's before in taste, and even Rabbi Yossi agrees to that. However, in the Gemara in Nazir, Daf Nun Gimel and Beis, Daf Nun Dalet Med Aleph, it's mashma that the whole tum of a kever is only made in tumah ratzutza, because there's no oil, but the tumah is bekas oil bekas via redes. See that gears. If that be the site of tumah's kever, then Rabbi Yossi should argue, because Rabbi Yossi holds a tumah tmuna ena metama. So the Maisa Teis in Nazir says that that's not the gears of the Gemara. They Teis wipes out that gears in the Gemara, but if the gears of Shalpanenu in the Gemara. Before that whole tumah of kever is only midin tumah ratzutza, it came out that Rabbi Yossi holds there's no tumah's kever. It also seems that this opinion of the Gra Nedaris Elio that we mentioned earlier in the shir, the Gra says that a kever of a goy is metame because tumah ratzutza is like maga. The goy could have said something else. The goy could have said that it's metame midin kever. A goy isn't smite from tumah's oil, but here there's tumah of a kever, and when you walk on the kever, so there's maga on the kever. The Gra seems to hold that there is no Tumas Kever. The whole Tumas Kever is only within Tumas Ratzutza. The Sameach and Perak Aleph of Tumas Mace deals with this opinion of the Gra and the Sugya Nazir. Rak upon him, we have two drachim in the Indian of Tumas Kever. Is that Tais and Erev and I test holds there's a new Tumas called Tumas Kever, like Valshan HaPasuk, and therefore Rabbi Yossi agrees. But we see that the opinion of the Gra, which is also the Gersel of Aninu and Gemara Nazir, is that the Tumas Kever is within Tumas Ratzutza, and Lefiza, according to Rabbi Yossi, that tumah tmuna is not v'kaz v'oila, and Rabbi Yossi told that there is no tumah v'kever. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.